Rep. Linda.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, October 1st. Rainy day for the first day of October. I think our weather's changing. I'm calling to order the Board of Supervisors meeting and would ask you if you care to join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have a fairly short agenda today, so we'll probably get out of here earlier than usual. First thing is I would ask for a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Hedden, seconded by Olson. No discussion. Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We've adopted the agenda. Next, we will have public comment number one. This comment period is for the public to address topics on today's agenda. If there are any members of the public who would like to address any of the topics on the agenda, would you please move to the microphone? Seeing nobody moving to the microphone, I will close public comment session number one. Next is consideration of the Healthiest State Annual Walk Proclamation. Okay. That is on the agenda. Let me read it just quickly, if I might. Oh, there's two proclamations. Okay. In honor of Iowa's efforts to become a healthier state, whereas the Healthiest State Initiative has set an ambitious goal for Iowa to become the healthiest state in the nation, and whereas the Healthiest State Initiative aims to do this by improving the physical, social, and emotional well-being of Iowans, and whereas walking helps to maintain weight and improve strength and physical fitness, and whereas group walking allows for improved social and emotional well-being by providing support and connection, and whereas walking 30 minutes a day can improve your overall health as we strive to become the healthiest state in the nation, therefore, I, Linda Merkin, Chair of the Story County Board of Supervisors, Story County, Iowa, do hereby announce and proclaim to all citizens and set seal here too that October 2, 2019 is Healthiest State Annual Walk Day in Story County. All citizens are encouraged to join us to walk for 30 minutes and improve their health, their physical, social, and emotional health. I would entertain a motion to approve the proclamation.
I would move approval with a slight edit to say that we, the Story County Board of Supervisors.
Certainly. I didn't prepare it, so I'll have to get to the prepared to do
and
that.
And I didn't catch
and
it
I
earlier.
Didn't,
sorry.
I didn't catch it until
either.
Okay. I have no problem. That I'll try to figure out where it came from and the change.
So. I'll second with the adjustment.
Okay.
Or the changes.
Any further discussion? Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Approved with change, which we'll work on. We have another proclamation here, consideration of a proclamation for October 4 as Manufacturing Day. I will read it as well. Whereas Story County, Iowa recognizes the importance of manufacturing to our local, state, and global economy, and whereas advanced manufacturing is the number one business sector in Iowa, representing more than 17.8% of the state's GDP, as evidenced by the more than 6,000 manufacturers employing over 213,000 Iowans, or 14% of the state's total workforce. And whereas Story County, Iowa manufacturers pay a significant amount of property tax and user fees, provide outstanding employment opportunities for both high wage and great benefits, and generate exceptional annual earnings, allowing them to be an economic development driver in the community. And whereas the manufacturing industry employs 4,688 individuals throughout Story County with average annual earnings of $62,557, thereby positively contributing to the prosperity throughout the community. And whereas Story County, Iowa routinely sees the positive contributions of our local manufacturers and appreciates and thanks them for their continued commitment to the communities and clientele they serve. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Story County, Iowa does hereby proclaim October 4th, 2019 as Manufacturing Day, and we urge all residents to join us in recognizing the critical role manufacturing plays in our local, state, and global economy. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. I'll make the motion to approve the proclamation.
I'll say it.
Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
I did it to you again. Going to Olson.
That's okay. Murray. I'm still an aye. Okay.
Okay, Murray.
You want a picture?
Okay.
Dustin's asked for a picture.
Did you say Olson or I didn't catch what you said and you did.
I said Olson, then I said aye.
Oh, oh gotcha. Okay.
You'd like a picture?
If you can, that'd be great.
We can do that. This isn't framed if we can move from.
That's yes. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want it? Yes. Do you want to sign real quick?
It's only
got
to
you know, Leanne, I got yours.
Yeah,
I'll stay out of the way.
Take off. Sign.
We're flexible in person. I did. Thank you. I fully expected to see that before.
We have no agency reports, and I did finally ask, I said, how come we don't have the agency reports the last few meetings? And I found out we've had all our agency reports for the year.
Yeah.
So we won't have agency reports probably for the rest of the year. So consideration of minutes, I understand the minutes aren't yet ready, so we'll skip that also. And there are no personnel actions listed. Consideration of claims, we did have some claims. I would entertain a motion to approve claims as presented.
I would move that we approve the claims as presented, including the addition that's on the hard copy that we were given.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Discussion? Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Next is the consent agenda. And we have some items there, and I would entertain a motion for approval of consent agenda as listed.
I approve the of the items on the consent agenda as presented.
I second.
Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Consent agenda is approved. We'll go on to public hearing items. Consideration of resolution 20-27, amending the urban renewal plan, Story County area. And Leanne Harder will present, and then we'll have discussion and then the public hearing.
Good morning,
Leanne.
This presentation should look awfully familiar to the board. You've seen it several times in different formats. So I'm going to actually skip through the beginning. I have it for reference if any questions come up regarding the history of the economic development process and policies in our urban renewal area program. I'm just going to go right to this historical slide that gives an overview of the communities and jurisdictions that have received awards since this program was put in place in 2013, just to give you a snapshot of where the funding has been geared and directed. And then again, you've seen this slide as well, a number of Story County projects themselves have been funded as well, about $7.5 million using TIF funds through our Urban Renewal Area program. Then majority of the projects do come from the wind turbines. The majority of the funding comes from the wind turbines. There are in total 138 wind turbines, and then we also have TIFed the Better Equipment property on Highway 30. So that is where the revenue source comes from. For this particular grant application, we've received 9 applications. One was deemed ineligible. That was Kelly, because the property was not going to be under the ownership of the city. The 2 or 3 weeks ago, the the board supervisors directed to come forward with these amounts and amend the plan. One of the other applications was Huxley, and that was for a trail project, and that was not included in the list.
I'd just like to make a comment on that, just to go on the record, that it appeared in media that it said that it wasn't eligible. It was eligible. We determined that of all the projects, it least fit where our goal for this year. I just want to clarify that. Okay, thanks.
The total that is proposed to be awarded is $169,500. For the communities of Cambridge, Maxwell, Nevada, Rowland, Story City, Zering, and Collins. When you look at the draft plan, the amounts are not listed in the plan. They never are. It's simply a listing of the locations. This is a map of the Story County Urban Renewal Area, and it is actually countywide. So what you see are the school districts, and then you really cannot see it on there. You can roughly see the numbers within each of the jurisdictions, but this map and then the legend that accompanies it is incorporated into the plan. It's a requirement as well. And the noted communities that I just shared the slide previously are now listed on this. So with that, I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Do you have one?
I have no questions. I have more of a comment here. Well, the first one is thank you, Leanne, for once again keeping this so easy to understand. I know our plan is a little different than a lot of TIF plans. We've got the little spots, if you will, you know, each location or whatever. So thank you for that. My second comment is that as I went through the actual text for the amended plan this year, I realized that we still have text in here from the initial year. So we talk about the wind turbines and will be and whatever. So I made some edit notes, but I think we could also change it for next year. I mean, this is the same language we've been approving year after year after year. So some of the will be's and the use of the turbines, et cetera, should be updated at least for next year.
So what I'm hearing is none of the changes you're proposing are really changing what's going to happen.
Correct.
They're just grammatical changes at this point. Well, I understand
right.
what you're
yes.
saying.
Yeah, they're just yeah. updating text. Right. And so I'm fine with it. We leave it this way.
Have
too.
You given those changes to me?
I did not because I did this rather late. So that's why I'm saying if we do it next year too, it's fine. But yeah.
Well, why don't you give them to me so she can consider them for next year? If that's
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would agree that it's on the agenda.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but other than that, no, I don't have any about the actual significance here of updating our projects or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't have any questions either.
Okay. Then it sounds like we may be ready to vote. Wait, we have a public hearing. So I will open the public hearing. Any members of the public who would like to comment on the urban renewal plan for this year, please come to the microphone. Seeing nobody moving to the microphone, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve the urban renewal plan for Story County.
I'll second.
Okay, any further discussion?
No, I just also want to say thank you, Leanne, for all your hard work on this.
I just realized I wanted to just make one more note for the audience, of course, that when you look down under what it says listed here for current for the TIF debt we've incurred and the outstanding general obligation debt, it only shows we have $815,000 there. So if someone's wondering about the $3 million for StoryCom and the $8 million for the roads, we haven't even actually bonded for that yet, is my understanding correct? And therefore, they would not list as of this date the general outstanding general obligation debt. So just another note.
Okay. Anything else?
Nothing.
If not, let's see whose motion was it.
Mine.
Lisa. Okay. Hedman.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Merkin, aye. Thank you very much, Leanne.
I will send out notification letters to the applicant who was supposed to identify
that they additional items. Leanne, you're still up. Uh-huh. And Alyssa Wignall to discuss in consideration of social media policy following 7-day review.
This was presented to the board last week. Draft policy for our social media policy, taking our existing social networking policy and our social media policy and combining them as one. Following last week's meeting, after the changes that we have been getting incorporated, I did send it out for two department heads and elected officials for the 7-day review, and I have not received anything. So this does indicate she has not. So I did not violate it with the people on that link. So I don't know if you should have received anything, but as of now,
I have not received any comments on it from anyone.
And I have not either. Neither.
So with that, staff, we recommend approval.
Any questions of Leanne or Alyssa? Then entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the new social media policy as presented.
I'll second.
Olson?
Aye.
Aye. American, aye. Okay, it's a that.
And then just to know, I did forward on some comments on board fitness policy following last week's meeting, started record of information technology so that we can start working on central vision so that is on the
thank you.
Great, thank you.
Great.
So we move on to department reports. We have no department reports scheduled for today. I think we will have one from planning and zoning sometime later in the month, but nothing today, and we have no other reports scheduled. Upcoming agenda items. Does anybody have any agenda items they want to notify request to be on the next agenda?
I don't at this particular time.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, then we'll move on to public forum. Number two, comments from the public on items not on this agenda. Board may not take any action on the comments due to the requirements of the open meetings law, but may consider them in the future. Any members of the public have comments? If not, seeing nobody move to the microphone, I'll close the public forum, number two. And we will go into liaison assignments, committee meeting updates, and announcements from the supervisors.
I'll just say for this week, I have the public health meeting is this afternoon, and then tomorrow we'll be at the ISAC tax conference all day long, and then I will be out of the office Thursday and Friday. I did want to just do a little bit of an update, because last week I had the CICS and CIR board meetings, so we've already submitted with Central Iowa Recovery our withdrawal from the 28E because Hamilton County will be taking that over. Mm-hmm. So I will be part of the board for one more month because you go by 60 days. Hamilton County is trying to work with Guthrie County because they have not attended any meetings and could put them in a situation of not having a quorum as everyone else is leaving. So they are actually going to go up to Guthrie County and get them to do their resolution and get that taken care of and stuff. So that's just a little update with that particular process. With CICS, they are going to be forming some a subgroup to deal with children's mental health, and so I've requested to be a part of that. Whether I'm included on it, don't know, because I don't know how many of the other people on that group, but I did request to be a part of that subgroup. And also Jody Eaton, who is the CEO of our region, is going to be retiring at the end of the year, and so they do have an employment subcommittee kind of looking at that process. I did get asked if I would consider being a part of that, so I just need to follow up and find out the time commitment, especially if I'm on the early childhood one as well. I don't want that to conflict or overextend, but that is just something that I'm looking at as well.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're going to be on the Children's Advisory Group for this year.
At least I submitted my name for it. So.
I can't imagine that you're going to see. I think you can get some excellent help on that.
Right.
So. Great. Laura, what do you get?
Well, I have a question kind of for Lisa about the CICS, because it's one of my updates kind of that we'll do together. Was there any discussion at the CICS board about the fact that Iowa Total Care hasn't paid any behavioral or mental health bills?
since July 1?
There has been some conversation of folks saying that there is some glitches with the new system, which folks are not surprised at. They're continuing to work with that to get those issues paid. I guess I should add on to that Genesis Development submitted a letter stating that they are pulling out of doing behavioral health. And they're actually, that is going to be merged with, I think it's called Zion or something down in Dallas County to continue to provide that service. But yes, I mean, the issue with the new MCO doing payment is kind of similar to what's been going on with every single one since the beginning. And it really impacts providers because they don't have the cash flow when they're not getting paid.
Yeah. Okay. All right, thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay, other ones from me. Story County Housing Trust Fund has issued the request for proposal for the new administrative and fiscal agent, and then we will look at the deadline is November 1. The anticipation is that there will be at least two bidders from what the chair has heard from inquiry. And then the board meets on, I believe it's November 14th, and we'll have that one selected. So it sounds like we're going to have a pretty seamless transition, we hope, because Polk County Trust is still saying they'll be happy to answer questions. They'll be happy to really help this process through as it rolls over. I met with the McCallsburg mayor and the new city clerk, and just to kind of bring us up to date, the city has requested that an audit. They're going to get an audit done to help sort out some of the financial records and ascertain status of utility billings and et cetera. With the new clerk and the previous clerk, I think, got time commitments and had some conflict there. So while I was there, we also discussed the Story County Economic Development Group and discussed some of the facade grant funding at the county level. They're going to be participating more in the Story County Economic Development Group, and they requested that Dustin come and speak with them, and I think we said November 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's going to be a discussion with the McCallsburg city clerk there that night, and it might be for anybody who would like to go and listen to kind of the whole type of array of programs that Dustin helps advise with. Might be a learning experience, and they're looking forward to October 23rd. I went to the Story County Community Foundation open house at Astor and had an interesting conversation with one of the foundation board members, and I'm passing it along to the table because this will be something that maybe in the future would be something that might come up related to an agenda item. And I was talking about us getting requests for letters of support at the board table. And this is just one board member, but it was an interesting perspective. She felt that a county letter of support could actually cause her to think that the entity was getting money from the county, and therefore why did they need foundation money, which was just an interesting thought. And then when I said, well, most of these people would not be getting money from us, they would be asking just for a letter of support that we do good work in the community. And then she said, well, why would a county issue a letter of support if no partnership relationship exists with the entity? So it was just comments that came forward as we kind of look at getting requests in the future. So that's it. So that, and then this week, Thursday, I have Two Rivers, which is in part the prior Coalition for Affordable Housing and Homelessness or whatever. And the discussion, we're going to talk about the upcoming point in time, planning for the upcoming point in time for counting on homelessness. And there are going to be some changes there. Also, there has been a subcommittee that's been meeting, talking about getting landlord engagement and trying to overcome some of the hurdles that people face in getting into housing based upon they may have bad credit, usually women coming from domestic abuse situations, and they don't have assets, maybe not that employment history. But this has been years. I've attended the coalition for probably a decade. And this has been an ongoing issue, is trying to get the rental community to move off of their kind of their base about, why would I take anybody who has financial problems in the past? Why would I take anybody who may have familial issues or have had past mental health or substance abuse issues? But now we've got a vacancy rate that's at about 6%. So the hope is that this would be another opportunity to move forward in trying to get some more landlords on board. So it'll be an interesting discussion this Thursday morning. That's my week.
Okay. First, I'd like to make an announcement. I sent an email out earlier, but to announce that Sandra King has accepted the position of Director of External Operations and County Services and a tentative start date of November 4th. That will be for approval on the board's agenda next week. Also, we are trying to recruit more people for boards and commissions, so if anybody here or who's watching this later knows of anybody who might be interested, our deadline, Monday, October 7th, we need members on Veterans Affairs Commission, Asset, the Board of Adjustment, and the Conservation Board, and Planning and Zoning Commission, and those are for terms that would come due next year. We also have an immediate opening on the Zoning Board of Adjustment for January 1st, so I would just encourage people to look at the, you know, who might be interested, to look at the county's website and make contact through there. We had a lot of interesting things happen last week. Some of them were some regarding emergency preparedness. Keith Morgan, our emergency management coordinator, and I attended the State of Iowa's emergency exercise for a potential, if there's an outbreak of African swine fever in Iowa. We both found that very interesting. A lot of the lead, if something like that happens, a lot of the lead will really be with the USDA and with IDALS, Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, but they said they would very much, and they did through this exercise, actually keep county involved. One of the exercises was calling the local officials and giving them information so they knew what was going on, and they also said they might be asking for assistance if there were an outbreak from local officials. And we said, well, what exactly would that look like? And I don't think they'd really thought through there. There's still a lot of questions remaining, a lot of information to know about that. But Keith and I are going to be meeting later this week and talk about some additional planning in Story County and some additional efforts to get information out. So I found it very interesting. There was also an article in the Register Sunday about it in the business section. Also, if you didn't know, and if you didn't get an alert last week, sign up for the Story County Alert System. Keith had a great article in the Tribune about that, and the point he really made was, in a lot of what we did through that exercise was calling landlines. Well, phones might be down, so he encouraged anybody who was didn't already sign up for them to go to our website and sign up for Story County Alerts. And if you do and you just have your phone number there, consider your email or text, because you'll get something a lot more reliably. So I thought they gave some good coverage to that. We opened the open house for the animal shelter last Friday. It was a great success, and I want to thank Sue McCaskey and her staff again for all the work that they did to make it look great. It was a great day. I couldn't stay for the whole thing, but I heard from several people who went later, and it was just full of people and animals all day. So this Wednesday, I'll also be going to the ISAC budgeting and property tax seminar. That'll be a good review of the legislation passed last year and just budgeting in general. Tonight there's a candidate forum for anybody who's interested at the Ames City Hall. I think it's at 6:30 for candidates for City Council. Tomorrow we have the Healthy Estate Walk, and there's information in the county news for where our county employees can participate in that. And if it rains, it will be rescheduled, I understand. And that's pretty much what I've got right now. What's going on? So, anything else for the good of the cause? You may think of anything else they'd like to announce? No? Okay, well, in that case, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Now your pause is going off.
Yeah.